And then in the middle of January, we get this letter from this pilot's wife, and it was respectful, it was passionate, and it was informed. And we looked at each other and went, wow, that's what we do, because there are so many people in this community who are very passionate about the 188th and know the work that they do. And so we started working on the concept for a website so that people could write their own letters rather than submit form letters. We thought that would mean a lot. It's a real basic website, and it talks about what's happening, what the Air Force is proposing, why it's bad for our nation, and why it's bad for our region. And it's got a lot of factual information that most of us as civilians can understand, and it gives people the opportunity to sort of fulfill that template, that example that the pilot's wife set for us. It is passionate, it is informed, it is informative, and it asks a series of questions about how this decision was made. I think as much as anything, people are frustrated, including our senators, that this decision seemed to have been made behind closed doors without a lot of explanation coming forth at this point.
You mentioned that as of the time you and I speak, which is mid-afternoon Wednesday, more than 650 letters. Is there a goal of a number of letters you'd like to have?
We'd like to have 1,000, and we're well on our way to that. We originally set our date as this coming Friday or early into next week, thinking that the senators might be ready to ask for a meeting with Secretary Panetta. And in our conference call this morning, every week the Community Council's steering committee for this project has a conference call with the Senate staff and the congressional delegation staff from across the state. And we get an update on what they're doing, and then we update them from our end, and we work the problem from there. And when the letter writing campaign came up this morning, they said there's really nothing on our calendar that causes us to need to trigger that. So we decided to extend the deadline into next week. We're thinking the following Monday, which will be, I think, the 27th. So, yeah, we'd like to get 1,000, and I think if we extend it into that, we can get well over 1,000, especially if our friends from Northwest Arkansas keep helping us.
Is there any sort of example that you can use to say this can be successful, or any idea how much it can help?
Oh, I think a lot. In 2005, when we went through the base realignment and closure process, there was a website set up for all communities potentially affected by BRAC to have public comment. And this was on a federal page, and it was open for everyone to see. And we were astounded at how many regular Air Force units and Air Guard units. How many of those community members said, get those planes out of here, get those people out of here, we don't want them in our community? And we take for granted the amazing support that all of our branches of the armed services, active duty and guard and reserve units, receive. And so when Chairman Principi came for his site visit in early July of 2005, we had probably 200 or 300 people holding their signs and expressing a very positive support for the 188th. And he commented later about that publicly and privately to our congressional delegation that he was very moved at how many people cared about this unit. And he pointed out that community support plays a huge role in any military installation's ability to carry out its mission. And it's a very, very important part of recruiting.
You mentioned the BRAC situation, and I'm sure no one at the time was happy to be going through that. Do you think there is a benefit now that BRAC did happen?
Yeah, I think so. In fact, there's some discussion, of course, on Secretary Panetta's part, that perhaps there would be a 2013 round of BRAC and maybe even a 2015 round of BRAC. What's really interesting with that is he didn't include money in the 2013 fiscal year budget for a BRAC round. And in the Senate Armed Services Committee hearings yesterday, most of the members of that panel said, You really expect us to have a BRAC 2013 round in a political year, really, Secretary Panetta? But on the flip side of that, a base realignment and closure round is an open process, and it is a transparent process. There are some defined parameters. There are some attributes and some measurements that you must meet. And we were able to explain to this 9-member civilian panel, many of them were retired military, wait a minute, these scores that the BRAC team and the Department of Defense have us down for were incorrect. If we really compare what we have at the 188th, these are the numbers that you would get, and we convinced them of that. And in this particular case, for fiscal year beginning 2013, we don't understand what the parameters were. And last week when the Senate staff, or the senators and the congressional staff met with the Air Force Chief of Staff, they asked a series of questions about what parameters were used. And I think in their public comments, they were very clear in stating that they didn't understand the criteria that were used. So a BRAC process would give us, around the country, all Air Guard units, the opportunity to see what those parameters were in a very public forum and then make our case. And then we think that because we've got such amazing attributes, airspace and range and low cost of doing business and our ability to do joint forces training with ground troops all over the country and provide excellent close air support training, we're going to come out on top. So in some circles, we would welcome the BRAC process.
Is there any sense, do you get a sense that there's any sort of guarded optimism or any sort of overwhelming sense in the city right now about the 188th and its fate?
I think we're all very grateful for the opportunity for a potential new mission. I don't think any of us at this point thinks that the unit is in danger of closing, and that's where we were in November. We were very concerned about whether or not there would be a mission at all. The proposal on the table has us getting an unmanned mission, but the planes won't be on the ramp here. Now, that's very concerning given the opportunity that infantry people have to train here for close air support like I was talking about. So we're comfortable, fairly so, as comfortable as you can be with Washington politics, that when all is said and done, we will have a presence at Fort Smith. What we're really hopeful for now is that that Congress is going to take a look at the entire Air National Guard package, and I think General Wofford said as much yesterday in the Air Force Times. It's really important that we understand why those decisions were made, and yeah, we're pretty optimistic that if the decisions are based on military value and economical value, that we're going to come out on top. But we've got a long way to go before we get there, and between now and the time we're expecting a decision, it could be months. We've got a unit deploying. Right now, they are at Davis-Monthan going through a spin-up exercise so that they can go into combat. And so we have to keep remembering that while we're working very hard to protect the jobs of these unit members, that their primary goal is to be focused on the mission, and we're going to support them on that all the way through.